New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. Now get a savory sausage McMuffin with egg, plus hash browns, and a small coffee for just $5.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
Well, good morning. Joining us now, Morgan Wright. He's a senior fellow for the Center for Digital Government and a former executive at Cisco and a former senior advisor for the U.S. Department of State Anti-Terrorism Assistance Program. All around good guy. Morgan, thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey, no worries. I was just updating my Facebook status right before we came on.
Oh, good. Well, this may be your last chance to do it because the government is getting ready to not only regulate Facebook, the FTC has opened a probe against them, but Mark Zuckerberg is being hauled before Congress. Why is Mark Zuckerberg being called in to answer questions?
As somebody who's been the victim of testifying before Congress twice, you know, at the end of the day, they want to hear from the top. You know, you cannot delegate this to a minion, to somebody else to go answer your questions for you. They want to hear from the top. Hey, look, I didn't, you know, Rick Smith over at the former CEO of Equifax, he screwed up a lot of stuff, but he did end up coming in testifying. So at the end of the day, if you're the lead dog, you can expect to be in front of there. And his danger is, once you get in front of there, the only control he has is that opening statement. And I know this from experience, too. Once you do that, then you can go anywhere. And I was there on healthcare.gov when we had the initial hearings on that. So it wasn't just that. You can go far afield. So he's got to be prepared for 1,000 things.
But why is it now all of a sudden? I mean, obviously, the catalyst for all of this is Cambridge Analytica gets access to data that it shouldn't have. It's not really, it may or may not be a legal question. It's certainly a third-party service provided data to Cambridge Analytica. Again, it probably shouldn't have, according to Facebook's intended use of that data. Now, that all said, we've known for years that Facebook was invading our privacy. In fact, it was a voluntary thing. I mean, a lot of people don't realize how much data they've been coughing up, but they did it on a voluntary basis in order to use the product. Now, all of a sudden, Congress wants to take a hard look at Facebook. Why? Is this just because Trump may have benefited in some small way from Facebook's data?
You know, you have to look at the timing. You're absolutely right. Look, this has been going on for years. You know, there's an old saying, and it may have been Steve Jobs or somebody else, that said, look, if it's free, then you're the product. These people have been, and consumers have been, the product collecting a personally identifiable information. By the way, a lot of people don't know this, but Facebook collects 48 separate individual data points about you, from what you RSVP to what you like, to what movies you post you like, what comments, you know, 48 separate data points. And the problem is people don't know this, but you know what? What happens is you have a confluence of events, which is, yes, you had the election. You're looking into Russia. They're saying, now, what about Cambridge Analytica? That was not a security breach. That was a violation of privacy policy. And so we've got to keep those things separate. This is a policy issue. It has nothing to – Facebook, by the way, I'll give them credit. They got terrific cybersecurity. I mean, they do really well on stuff. Where they lack and where they've missed the boat on this is being very clear about their privacy policies, what they collect, what they don't collect, and then when it comes out later, it looks like they're covering up something. And to your point, Vince, that's why they're hopping on it, because now it looks like there's a, quote, cover-up, and Washington loves having hearings about cover-ups.
Yeah, one of the things that just came out from that testimony, the whistleblower for Cambridge Analytica, the guy with the pink hair who's been testifying, I believe, in England, was that Facebook was able to siphon off phone calls and text logs of phones that are Android phones, because Google allowed that to happen. Now, does this bring Google into all of this now?
Yeah, no, yes to no. The thing with that is that Google provides underlying software. Look, that's the big difference between Android and iOS, because Apple owns the whole system, the hardware and software. They can control everything. Google's kind of at the mercy of the market out there. And yeah, it will call into questions, but at the end of the day, if I'm providing something to you and you take it and you don't disclose something, then I'm not a lawyer, so you're going to have to get somebody in to talk about that. But at the end of the day, Google is going to have some questions probably to answer, you know, ancillary to this, which is, were you more clear about this? You know, did you make it clear in your operating system that you're getting access not just to your contacts, but to who they're calling and what their text messages say? So it will be downstream, but quite frankly, up front, it's that, you know, who's using it? It was Facebook. They implemented it. Yeah. Were they clear about it? Probably not.
Morgan, you know, ever since the election, Facebook's been in kind of a quandary, and I want to get your sense of whether or not they've handled things the right way. And here's what I mean. After the election, there were a whole bunch of reasons that Hillary Clinton blamed for her loss. One of them, she and her defenders blamed, was that fake news was spreading all over Facebook, and that our news feeds in America were convincing us to vote for Donald Trump because somebody showed us a picture of Jesus arm wrestling the devil or something like that, right? There's all these like crazy conspiracy theories that essentially that tilted the election to Donald Trump. Then you get all of this reaction from Facebook initially that actually fake news played very little role. In fact, we've heard from Facebook executives in recent months saying that much. Yet every time they vocalize that, they've been attacked for it. So what they've instead done is sucked up to government and to regulators since then. They've actually changed the news feed so that you see less news and more personal content. Right. And now they're in a position where the government's saying, we're going to regulate you anyway. Should Facebook have been fighting this all along?
Yes, but, you know, in a more thoughtful way. And I'll tell you, the only thing that changing that newsfeed hurt, you know what that really hurt, is a lot of people who were making their living, small businesses, people who do professional, you know, personal development, using Facebook advertising. That's who it's really hurting. Yeah, you know, one of the things was they could have been very upfront and clear about how they were cooperating with government. By the way, they brought this up to the attention of the FBI and DHS, said, look, we think that there's some Russian influence. They got nothing in return. Mark Warner actually went out to Facebook headquarters, and they asked for help. Now, In their defense, though, here's their adversary. We're talking about Russia, who for 100 years, starting with the Cheka in 1917, has been the master of influence operations. They've fought two world wars. They've fought various revolutions. They've been involved in the Cold War. They've stolen our technology, you know, and they built stealth fighters and nuclear bombs. It wasn't a fair fight from the beginning. And my question is really on the other side is, where was the FBI and DHS providing information to Facebook to say you've been targeted? Instead, they had to rely on a British newspaper reporter to expose the troll farm back in 2015.
That's right. We don't blame the phone company for the bomb threats. I'm just there's a lot that's going on here right now, and a lot of it's being governed by emotion, and it should be guided by facts, I think. Morgan Wright, thanks as always. We'll have you back again soon. Really appreciate your insight this morning.
You bet, Vince and Barry. Thanks, guys.
7:43 here on WMAL.